Welcome to the PLINK Leadership Positive Nudge Series, an audio program to bring you insight, inspiration, and ideas to go deeper on your leadership development journey. We invite you to tune in for a few minutes and charge up your courageous leadership. This is your positive nudge to keep practicing what you've learned in your PLINK Leadership Workshop. In this episode, we are going to be talking about boundaries. I'm Alexis Robin from PLINK Leadership, and our guest today is Helen Sampson Mullen, founding partner and executive coach at PLINK Leadership. She's also one of my dear friends. Welcome, Helen. It's lovely to chat with you today.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be here.
All right. Can you just open us up by sharing a bit about your personal connections to boundaries today?
Oh, gosh, yes. Boundaries are something I'm aware of and I work on every single day. As a recovering pleaser and perfectionist, I didn't naturally get the tools to set boundaries. And in fact, I was so busy trying to please everybody, I didn't even know what boundaries were. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s or 30s that I realized at times I would be a burning pit of resentment. And I started to learn from that. What does that mean? What is causing this? And then was able to, through coach training and other bodies of work, be able to really identify what was happening. And it was that I was not setting boundaries.
What a great story. And, you know, when you think about our own professional development, our own personal development, and having those realizations, the burning pit of resentment. I love that. Like, where is this coming from? Ah, not setting boundaries. It can be such a relief.
Yes.
So do we have a moment to just talk about the horse story? Because there's this great story about you and boundaries when we were doing some Equus coaching. Equus coaching is a time where we have leaders go into a round pen and work with a horse to help us see patterns and leadership behaviors. And so when we've done it as a team, and so when you were doing it, tell us the story about your boundaries.
Oh my gosh, it was such an amazing way for me to really viscerally feel how important boundaries are. So I had this amazing experience with this horse where I was having so much fun playing with it, and it came up to connect with me, and I was so excited. And the Equus coach said, "How are you feeling?" And I was like, "Oh, this is great." Meanwhile, this horse's face was right in my face. I had an enormous nostril and hot air blowing right into my mouth. And I was clearly uncomfortable, meanwhile saying, "This is the best thing ever." And not realizing. And they said, "Are you sure how are you feeling around your boundaries?" And I was like, "I'm a little squished against the fence here, and the air's a little hot." And they said, "Well, what would you do?" And I'm thinking, 1,200 pound animal right in my face, what would I do? And she said to me, "Why would you, like, what would you like to do?" And I said, "I just don't know." And she said, "Well, what would you play with?" And I said, "I just don't know." And she said, "Well, how about if you experiment with pushing the horse away?" And I'm thinking, holy moly, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. But sure enough, I put my hands on the horse's chest and I just moved it back. And the horse moved beautifully. And I thought, that's it? All of this suffering, all of this, yes, everything's fine. Meanwhile, you've got hot breath and mucus. It was not fine. And so it was such a great visceral reminder. And not only that, as I kept working with the horse, it kept coming in too close. So I kept needing to push it back. So it's not just that magically you wave a magic wand and boundaries and it's all perfect. No, you might set a boundary and a horse will, or a person, will come back in and whiz your electric fence and you need to reinforce it.
Yeah. And they're such benevolent partners. They just keep showing up to teach us the same lesson over and over. It's like, nope, you have to keep setting the boundary. You have to really want the boundary. And often that's the way in leadership as well. So talk to us a little bit about the qualities leaders who practice good boundary setting possess. In short, what does it look like when a leader is good at setting boundaries?
Yeah. So if you think about a really clear and simple definition of boundaries, it's a clear expression of what's okay and what's not okay with you. So it's so great, you know, so leaders who are great at setting boundaries, it starts with them having awareness and clarity around the boundaries that they want to set, the courage to set them and maintain them and make them explicit. So let's share them. This might look like if a meeting gets heated, it's okay to have emotions, to be frustrated. It's not okay to yell at the team. Crystal clear.
Right.
The second awareness is around noticing when a boundary has been crossed. So I think what's really important is when leaders get somewhat tweaked because somebody steps on a boundary, and then instead of having that awareness of, I'm feeling reactive right now, let me take a pause and notice how I want to address this, they might then offload a little bit versus actually have a really proactive conversation about reinforcing the boundary, or if they choose to change in the boundary, if that's necessary.
Great. Where do you find that leaders struggle with boundaries?
Oh, gosh. When they don't set them, or they have a beautiful set of boundaries, but they just remain in their mind and they have not shared them. I think it's also when you hold your team accountable for the boundaries in your head that they are not familiar with, can you really get in the way? But I think the biggest thing is when your boundaries are there, but not consistent. Mm. So you hold some people accountable and others not. Or sometimes you reinforce the boundary and sometimes you don't. So it makes it a precarious situation for people who understand the boundary, who see the difference in application of it.
Yeah, that can be really frustrating when sometimes something's okay and sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. And so people don't mind boundaries. They mind when they move.
Yes. And I think the challenge with setting boundaries is that it's vulnerable. We're asking for what we want, making that vulnerable to somebody else. So there's uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure involved.
Yeah, I could see that. So let's talk about what are the benefits of a leader with good boundaries?
Yes. So boundaries are an important ingredient in trust. So leaders with good boundaries not only create more trust in the system, but their consistency helps build psychological safety. Being clear on your boundaries means that you're likely aligned with your values, and those who can exhibit their values versus just profess them are seen as having integrity, which also builds trust. Boundaries can also help with efficiency. If you think even about standard operating procedures in businesses, they're all helping make explicit what's okay and what's not okay.
Absolutely. I've never thought about that, but so true. So what practices would you recommend to our listeners who want to get better at setting boundaries? Because this is hard for a lot of people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So get clear on your values and what a values trespass feels like so that you know what you're asking for and aligning with your values. Secondly, I would say make friends with your emotions, especially the ones you don't want to feel or you don't like to feel. For example, for me, resentment means that I either didn't set a boundary or a boundary was trespassed on. There are important data in our emotions.
Absolutely.
Thirdly, make space to consider what boundaries are important to you and share those boundaries. Accept and be willing to be challenged on boundaries and meet those challenges aligned with your values in a clear and confident stance, i.e. watch your reactivity. Sometimes when we get trespassed on, we have a little reactivity in the system.
Indeed. And I think it's so important to spend the time to reflect. Oftentimes, leaders will say to me in coaching sessions that they're so upset about something. And when we talk about it, we identify a boundary they didn't even know they wanted to set because mm-hmm. they hadn't taken time to think about what's okay and not okay for me. Super important. Well, as we wrap up today, this has been great, Helen. I love hearing your stories and such good, insightful information. Do you have any questions for the listeners to reflect on that would help expand their consciousness in this area? Something for them to think about?
Yes, I think one of the things, and it goes back to what you just said about sometimes we don't know what boundaries we need to set. I have a great, one of my favorite coaching tools. It's a series of two questions actually it's not questions, two comments that you can fill out, and it helps you, it helped me get, be able to set boundaries. So here are the two statements. When I say yes to blank, I'm saying no to blank. When I say no to blank, I'm saying yes to blank. And it helps you get really clear about what you are saying yes and no to.
Absolutely. I love that. And I use that in my own life as well. These have been some tips for you on boundaries. Hopefully this little nudge will help you to consider what boundaries you'd like to put in as our listeners and where you want to be sure to communicate those. Because like Helen alluded to earlier, if you're just thinking about your boundaries really loudly, no one can hear you. So we've got to share them. We have to articulate them in an explicit way and not just hope that people will know what the boundaries are. So thanks so much, Helen. Lovely to chat with you on this topic.
Oh, lovely to connect.
Thanks for tuning in to the PLINK Leadership Positive Nudge Series and helping your organization accelerate change in a big way.